following podcast does contain some swearing. Welcome to AMP Pods. This is a podcast, funnily enough. And I'm here with Arian and Steve. Say hello, people.
Fuck. Hello.
Yay, censoring. It's fun. Right. First of all, we got any topics that we're going to talk about?
Gunslinger Highland is now playing Garry's mod. Shows how many shits you give about this podcast, Steve.
I give many fucks about this podcast and just playing a game meanwhile.
Right. So what do you guys think of Apple then?
An overhyped shitty company.
Right. What about the iPad?
I think it's pretty good. I like the iPad Mini, apart from its lack of Retina display.
Well, the iPad has a Retina display.
Yeah.
Perfect for your pornography viewing, Steve.
Yeah, I know, right? Or I could just use my laptop, or my PS3, or my phone.
Have you ever used your PS3, Steve?
Hell yeah.
Shut up.
And what's it like?
Shut up.
Is it better?
It's fulfilling. Especially on a 32-inch. Whoa, it's a 32-inch TV. You know, it's a lot better than a computer screen.
I suppose that's a good point. Might as well have a TV or a computer.
I think this podcast should be teen rated, considering the fact that we're talking about masturbation.
Okay, teen rated.
Masturbation.
Thank you for that.
Masturbation.
So it has a breakthrough Retina display. It's more than meets the eye. The Retina display on the iPad makes everything look crisp and lifelike. Makes everything look crisp and lifelike. Text is razor sharp, colours are vibrant, and photos and videos are rich with detail.
Not when there's stuff all over the screen.
Ugh. All thanks to its 3.1 billion pixels.
Just avoiding what we're saying.
It's the best mobile display ever. Powerful A6 chip to load your pornography faster.
Yeah!
And edit it after you downloaded it, of course.
No, oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
The new A6 chip inside the iPad is up to twice as fast as the previous generation A5X chip, and it delivers up to twice the graphics performance without the get rid of the battery life, which means even the most advanced apps are smooth, responsive, and incredible and lifelike, like the pornography.
End quote.
Yeah. Over 275,000 apps. There's almost no limit of what you can do. Actually, there is, to be honest. I haven't seen what Steve does with his PlayStation 3 remote.
It vibrates, I can't be blamed.
As for iPad, unlike anything
else. The Xbox
else.
Is even better, you just play Halo and leave the trigger down so it's constantly shooting.
Okay, we're talking about Xbox. We're talking about Xbox in a bit, Steve.
It's the only reason I had Halo 3.
And with apps in just about every category, you could do things like make it you could do things like make a commute more entertaining. A presentation more interesting, or a school lesson more inspiring.
Yeah, mate.
What can I think about?
School lesson.
Oh, here we go, Steve. Perfect for your pornography viewing. Ultra fast wireless.
I don't know.
The new iPad Retina display features advanced Wi-Fi, such as twice as fast as any previous generation iPad.
This is all great, but I guess I'd prefer live action. That sounds a lot better.
What, you're actually in the room?
Yeah. Apple, build a machine that does that. I want to see that.
An access to more mobile data networks around the world makes it faster in more ways than one. Anyone going to comment on that?
Nope.
Okay, and in many more places.
Yay, holiday porn.
Aaron, you have a MacBook Pro, don't you?
So what?
You have a MacBook Pro, don't you?
No, I don't. I actually don't even have a Mac anymore. My sister stole it off me.
Right. Well, the MacBook Pro with Retina display.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's basically an iPad with a keyboard, just a little bit bigger. And, yep, so the Retina display with millions of pixels. All flash architecture.
That's one more than 999,999.
Okay. And it is light and powerful. And I can take Mountain Lion. Do you like the operating systems?
Yeah. Yes. They are fun.
It's alright, Steve. We're not being sponsored by Apple. You can tell the truth.
Oh, no. They're fucking awful. I hate every part of them.
And then, of course, the MacBook family. And then there's the iPhone 5. With a Retina display. They like Retina displays, don't they? And ultra-fast wireless. And an A6 chip. So, not much different from an iPhone 4, only it's got another cable.
Well, that's just like every Apple product.
Yep.
It's always different to whatever they brought out just before, every single time.
Only it's got a lightning cable.
Oh, yay!
And that means you need to buy more products for your cases and
I love the way that we're taking the piss out of Apple and we're about to put this on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how we roll.
It's docking's iTunes is alright though.
What's your opinion on the Apple TV, guys?
Oh, fucking awful. Get out of here.
I don't know.
Why?
I mean, TV is awful in the first place, but Apple TV, ugh.
You get to watch, you have Netflix on it, you
can... Oh, joy.
You have Cloud Play, so you can put your videos from your iPad on a big screen.
Yeah, child you can, porn.
You can do that anyway, can't you, with a computer?
You have to use a cable, mate.
Yeah, computer. HDMI cable, that's it.
That's effort. People can't be...
What look, is
the
that
point
effort?
Of Apple, the point of Apple is so people don't have to like do shit and...
So you have to buy it online and wait for a few weeks for it to come, where you could just pop out to PC and get HDMI cable.
Come.
But I quite like iCloud.
iCloud's good, yeah.
I quite like iCloud. But I've jailbroken my iPod now.
That's illegal.
That's not illegal. Jailbreaking is not illegal, Steve.
Yeah, it is.
So you say.
If you look it up, jailbreaking your iPod is not illegal.
It voids the contract with Apple, though.
It voids your contract with Apple, but I don't have one anymore. I didn't before.
No, well, I mean, like, the break, warranty.
If you break your thing, then that means you can't get, like, it fixed.
But they probably won't fix it anyway if I broke it.
Yeah, they especially won't fix it.
So, with the new updates and everything, it's looking not too bad on their, like, iOS 6.
That bitch.
With Passbooks, which would be good if you only want to catch an aeroplane and have a Starbucks card.
If you go to the Find My iPhone section on Apple, right? It says in my devices, all devices, Emily's iPad, Emily's iPhone, Emily's iPod Touch, and Emily's MacBook. What a spoiled bitch.
Who's that?
She has all of those.
Who is it?
All of those. Emily is like, they use the default name, just on the Find My iPhone section of the Apple Store. If you click on iCloud, then scroll down to Find My iPhone. She has, what? That bitch doesn't deserve them. She probably never uses them.
Why would you need don't deserve technology anyways.
Yeah. Why would you need an iPod Touch and an iPhone?
Don't know.
Why?
One for music, one for phoning.
Yeah, because iPhones use more battery.
Yep.
So you're saying she'd have an iPod?
Hey, Aaron. What's the point of having a Mac and a PC?
Hey!
I don't have a Mac and PC, so fuck you.
Man.
Do you have an iPod?
Oh, shit.
I have an iPod, yeah.
Do you have a phone?
Yeah.
Well, what's the point?
Because my phone's a BlackBerry.
BlackBerry's a piece of shite.
Shut up, Steve, honestly.
We've made enemies with quite a few companies already.
Are there actually any good phones out there at the moment?
The HTC's alright.
HTC? HTC's are okay, you just gotta get a right one.
That's coming from a guy that has an iPhone. HTC's are definitely better.
And why is that, Steve?
They have a lot more use.
They have a lot more use.
Yep. Or at least for me, anyways.
Yeah, because Androids have basically become pre-jailbroken, if you know what I mean. You can make your own apps pretty easily. And you don't have to publish them on the actual shop and everything. But I quite like iCloud of Apple. Do you know what iCloud is? Huh?
I've never used iCloud.
iCloud's pretty good. You don't qualify it. Do you qualify for it?
Yeah. I think I have an iCloud account, I just don't use it.
Oh, right. Right,
that's been the iPod Classic is like a million years old now.
Yeah, they seem to have redesigned the Shuffle, which I don't really like because no one buys anymore. No one buys Shuffles anymore.
I know, right? They bought those thin new ones that look like the Classics, but.
And of course, if you built Steve Jobs' yacht, you would have got a free iPod Shuffle at the end of it.
Oh, really?
That's very nice.
Yeah. Not as good though. I would have liked an iPhone 5 if anything.
Yep, cheap arsehole. You know,
when Steve Jobs was alive, the iPhone 5 wasn't made yet.
Steve Jobs had an Android phone though.
I think that just proves that point.
He had an Android phone. Which is interesting.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, shut up!
Well, as if the engineer is Essex.
Shut up.
Fuck off!
Russell Howard.
So, yeah. Let's move on to a subject that I don't know much about, Steve. PS3s.
Everything. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Next one, Alex.
Alex happens to own a PS3, but has never used it, because he's amazing.
Oh, wow. I have used it, but that's an over-exaggeration. So, Steve, if you'd like to take over...
used it as an over-exaggeration.
Take over the show about PS3s. Off you go then, Steve.
Well, they're shit. I mean, they're a console, so I guess they're the best console around, but when it comes to playing games, the best console you can have is a PC. There's nothing... Yeah. PC will always be better, due to the community and the games and...
If you don't know what we're talking about, we're sort of referring to a gaming platform thing called Steam, I believe, right?
Yes. What do you mean, you believe? Fuck off.
Well, you might be talking about someone else. So if you go...
Like what? Origin?
Never heard of that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It's EA's version of Steam.
Oh, God.
Is it? Oh, that's
Or maybe even Dezura. Oh, man.
I'm already disowning them for making FIFA.
Oh, man.
To be honest.
Well, I like FIFA.
FIFA's terrible.
Fuck you, Arian. Fuck you.
I like it on my iPad. I play on my mum's iPad. And that's pretty good.
Fuck you. Just
play on your mum's iPad. Is that a euphemism?
I take it as euphemism.
Is that a euphemism? You play it on your mum's iPad?
No, it's not, you idiot.
Is that a euphemism as well?
No!
Oh, the kids and their lingo nowadays.
Right, start mocking the Xbox in 3, 2, 1, go!
Xbox. Oh man.
I think the conclusion of this podcast should just be that every piece of technology is shit.
Well, you know, they are just awful.
Welcome to Microsoft. We own the Xbox, if you can call it franchise, I don't know. You buy a console for 200 quid, we say it's cheaper than a PS3, you then go home and spend about £50 just to play a game that you've just bought for £50.
Buying a game, buying the remote, and if you have an old Xbox, then you have to buy a wireless router so that you can actually connect to your internet. And
then online, because you've got to get online.
Yeah,
as well.
Then you need to pay another 30 quid to go online for a couple of weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling in the monies.
And it is encouraging people to buy items for an icon on an Xbox.
Want to make sure that you don't know how much you're spending, so they spend Microsoft points instead of money.
Yeah, because otherwise
we've put 20 Microsoft points onto your account. Oh, man! Oh, that's awesome! Little did you know that that's worth 2p in real money.
Basically.
Yeah.
Which is why. Not much to say about Xbox, really. Apart from fuck off.
Yeah, Xbox, you cunt.
The only reason why I played Xbox is because my mates have it.
Do you have an Xbox, Alex?
No, I have PS3.
Well, you have a PC, to be honest. I mean, when people ask what you have, when people ask what I have, I don't say PS3, I just say PC. Just to,
I say both, just because, like, everyone has a PS3, and that's usually what they want. They want someone to say PS3.
So what do you think about Windows phones?
They're crap.
Meh.
I've tried them, they are absolutely crap.
I quite like the Nokia Lumia.
Microsoft is trying to get, as much shit out there so that they can make loads of money. And it is working. They are making tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
But they are pumping out the world's biggest shit in the world.
I do like some
the
of
world's
them.
World's biggest shit.
Yep.
I do like some of the phones that they make, but some of them don't look very nice. Of course, no. They don't make them. They just make the software that go on them.
No.
But that brings us round to Android, which I think has got to be the best type of phone you can get.
Well, meh. All of the phones are good depending on what you want them for. But
yeah.
Seeing this is our podcast, fuck you guys, they're all shit.
As we came, we're coming back to our conclusion again that every piece of technology is shit. Then,
No, my laptop is the biggest winner ever.
Listen. Oh yeah, PCs are brilliant.
PCs, apart from PCs.
PCs are brilliant.
And those, like, really, really cool sock things that you put over your dick and they vibrate. Those things are amazing.
Yeah.
One thing I don't like about PCs is Dell.
Huh.
Yeah, Dell can die.
Apart
One of the
from
biggest
Alienware.
Companies, but do the biggest load of shit. No, Alienware's terrible as well.
Yeah, terrible for the price, but in terms of things, they're okay. In terms of things that okay. If you know what I mean. So what's the best PC out there at the moment then, do you think? Best PC?
Yeah, mate.
Best PC, I don't know. To be honest, I wouldn't really want to buy a PC. Knowing what I do now, I'd rather just make my own. It's cheaper, you get a lot more stuff with it, you know.
I think I got a good deal for my PC, though.
PC's alright. It's not as good as my laptop, but it's alright.
There's just a processor's a bit bad. Apart from that, it's better than yours.
Get out of here.
Well, terabyte, 8GB RAM.
Yours can't even run the games that mine can run.
It can.
Really?
Yeah,
can't
I
can't run Far Cry.
I don't know what that is. What is
Wait, no, not Far Cry, Just Cause 2, sorry.
Oh, yeah, it can now, I made it so it does.
Oh, okay, then I guess we're even now.
Hmm.
I mean, we paid about the same amount of money, and you got a desktop, and I got a laptop.
Yeah, it's a problem about a desktop. And you can't move it around as easily as a laptop.
Yeah, I want a desktop, but I'm going to keep this laptop anyway. It's just because this laptop is literally a tank.
But the only reason why I got a PC is because the laptop broke. Because laptops are quite fragile in terms of things.
The only reason you got a PC in general is because you wanted to play Terraria.
I don't want to. That wasn't the reason.
Don't tell me that's the only reason you got a laptop, Alex.
No, Terraria.
No, it's
fine
not the only reason, but like Terraria is one of the Terraria. What the fuck am I saying, Terraria? Fuck you, Alex. It's one of the games that got Alex into PC gaming, like in general.
Yeah. But I'm afraid to say, Steve, that I'm gonna have to buy a Mac at some point.
Oh fuck you!
Alex, why is that?
Oh, the shoe's on the other foot now.
Because I'm gonna do music technology.
Hey.
Now we get to laugh at him.
Which Mac are you gonna get then, Alex?
I don't know, but I'm not going to use it for personal use. I'm just going to use it for recording.
For personal use?
Yeah, why would I use a Mac? Why would I use a Mac to talk to other people? That's just rude.
Yeah. Who wants to hear that shit? It's
rude. But I want a multi-screen. Multi-screen would be nice.
Yeah, multi-screen would be nice. Just use it your PC screen. Ow.
Don't mix technologies.
Gene, that's not mixing technologies.
It was a bad thing to say. I meant, like, don't mix PC with Mac. Don't get your PC stuff and put it on your Mac. That's just wrong. Why would you do that?
It's like people that run Windows on their Mac.
Doesn't Phil do that?
Why would you do that?
Because he's an idiot. Worst of all, he has Windows 8. Oh,
I've not tried Windows 8. What's it like?
Let's just say I tried doing the demo. I tried downloading the demo, and it deleted everything on my computer.
Oh. So in other words, don't try the demo.
Don't try the demo. I don't know about Windows 8.
Windows 8 looks terrible.
It looks like a Windows phone.
Everyone I've ever spoken to about Windows 8 says I'm never updating until Windows 9 comes out, and hopefully Windows 9 is better. Windows 8 is mostly based around the Xbox.
I like Windows 7. Windows 7's good. Windows 7 is the best.
Windows 7 certainly is the best, but then again, everyone who was on Windows 7 was saying Windows 8 looked terrible, and I'm never upgrading, and now look at us.
But I wouldn't... I didn't say I'd never upgrade. I wanted to go to get Windows 7. So...
Whoa! I feel like I've just been sucked through, like, an hour into the future. Oof.
You have, Steve, funny enough.
Oh, man. I feel weird.
I run on the timekeeping of Xbox. right. What?
Funny.
I clicked on your link. Brilliant, brilliant. Best apps that you can get. Fair amount.
No, apps are shit. But, I think something we should talk about.
Yeah,
Disney bringing
shit,
out... Disney bringing out three more Star Warses.
Buying the company for... Yeah, because Disney bought the people that own Star Wars for $4 billion.
Yeah, they bought it. Now they're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin everything.
$4 billion. But I'm going to say that they're going to keep it roughly the same.
Fuck you.
It better not be shit.
I'm going to guess. I think they're going to keep it about the same-ish.
I'm going to guess that you're wrong. They're going to ruin it, and they're going to ruin the entire everything
franchise
to do with Star Wars. And you
that
know what?
That would be funny.
I'm quite happy, because they're also buying Hasbro, which means they're going to ruin ponies and annoy all the bronies.
I would actually love that. I want them to do that.
And I'm not one of those guys that hasn't seen ponies and is like... Oh, shit. Oh, everyone who watches it is gay.
I've seen them. It's not good, and people draw porn over it.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is it? I've never seen it. Explain to
My
me.
Little
what
Pony.
Is My Little Pony. Yeah,
it's
what
about
is it?
A cartoon pony that does things.
What do you mean, one cartoon pony? There's six ponies.
Well, no, six. It's based... Yeah, well, a group six, of ponies yeah. that go on adventures and stuff. Two, but grown men yeah. in their 40s and teenagers have decided to draw right up porn stories.
You know what? They're allowed to like what they want. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be able to look at what they want to watch, but...
Yeah, but they shouldn't be posting it around everywhere, like pornography of it.
Well, if you like it, you like it. It's just, it's irritating because everyone I know likes it, or at least nearly everyone I know likes it, and nearly everyone I know talks to me about it, and I don't want to know about it.
No, I don't see the fascination. It's a cartoon.
It's aimed at little girls, though.
Actually, it's not anymore.
It's aimed at 40-year-olds or something now, whatever.
After the first, like, series, they changed it.
Why?
Because, you know.
Got to fit in with the 50-year-olds, yeah.
A lot of people liked it.
Well, apparently. But Aaron's probably got that as a screensaver on his Mac.
Which I don't own anymore.
He hasn't even seen it.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it, mate. Shut up.
Good cover up, good cover up. any other TV programs?
I mean, good cover up. It's not cover up, it's the truth.
Sure. Any other TV programs that are actually quite good?
Well,
no.
Wilfred. I think they've started up the second
series.
What's
your favourite TV programme, guys? Come on.
I quite like The Big Bang Theory.
In my opinion, either Russell Howard's Good News, Sherlock...
Sherlock is good, but Russell Howard's Good News is heavily scripted.
Yeah, he's not even joking.
He doesn't make his jokes, he has a writer. Writers. He basically comes up with pretty much none of his content.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Well, it's hard to present it, though, if you think about it. I'm not saying, I'm not saying he does everything and he should be God, but, like, the way he does, says everything in a funny way, I mean, like, anyone could, like, blurb it out.
No, he's told to say it in a funny way. He's told to say it in this kind of way, and at this time, and say this and that. It's all auto-prompt and everything, or whatever you call it. Comes up on the screen in front of him on his earpiece. YOLO, your mum likes this.
Oh, mate.
If you want to see that image, type in i.imgur.com/jbpr0.jpg on Safari, Mac, Safari, or PC. Another thing about PC is what browser is the best?
Google Chrome, by far.
Aaron?
Yeah, Google Chrome.
I'm using Google Chrome at the moment to view these pictures that you sent me. Because Internet Explorer is frankly quite shocking. It's pretty bad, you've got a minute. Firefox just sounds stupid.
Firefox is gay, right?
I like the layout of Firefox, but it takes too long to load.
I don't like the layout of it, right? Get this. It's like, the layout is basically the same as Internet Explorer, without all that crap advertising and stuff. I really like this Google Chrome, just one search bar thing. Isn't it obvious that that is the right thing to do?
But people seem to like people seem to like the slower, shitty browsers like Internet Explorer.
They have that in schools, right? At my school, they have like Internet Explorer as the default browser.
Yeah, schools have to use them, I think.
Why?
No, BCOT doesn't actually use that they use Google Chrome.
Do they?
Yeah, you have the choice.
I'm surprised they're allowed to. But, like I said, people seem to like the other shitty, slow stuff. What's the best piece of software?
So, Minecraft. Oh no, that's not software, sorry. Whoops.
I quite like Adobe. I quite like Adobe.
Meh.
Adobe Suite.
This is a really shitty topic. Can we move on?
What?
Who has a favourite software, honestly?
The best software I'm seeing. Should we just go with Steam and leave it at that?
Yeah.
What other topics, then?
The new GCSEs.
So, Skyfall.
Oh, God. It's too anticipated.
Skyfall's good, that's what I have to say, if anyone's seen it.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty good. If anyone hasn't.
I haven't seen it, but I can pretty much guess that it isn't that great.
It's good, yes. Actually.
It has more advertising than it deserves. It's a good film in that. But,
it has Sony. That's all that has, really, Sony.
Well, I want to go for a piss. You guys move on.
So, Arian, you know how much we all hate Steve in that?
Yeah.
Should we just end it about him here?
Yeah, let's end it like Steve is a fag.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to AMB Pods. Hopefully, we will upload another item next week. Not a date specified because we're lazy and we might even upload it next week. This has been Alex, Aaron, and Steve.
Who's gone for a piss?
Goodbye,
motherfuckers.